Consistency condemns a towering peak to unscalability. Imagine that a team of satellite-born explorers has just discovered an unsuspected Himalayan mountain peak. Let's call it KJ. And imagine that they proclaim, both instantly and with total confidence, that thanks to a special, most unusual property of the summit alone, there is no conceivable route leading up to it. Merely from looking at a single photo shot vertically downwards from 250 miles up, the team declares KJ an unclimbable peak. And they reach this dramatic conclusion without giving any thought to the peak's properties as seen from a conventional mountaineering perspective, let alone getting their hands dirty and actually trying out any of the countless potential approaches leading up the steep slopes towards it. "Nope, none of them will work," they cheerfully assert. "No need to bother trying any of them out. You'll fail every time." Were such an odd event to transpire, it would be remarkably different from how all previous conclusions about the scalability of mountains had been reached. Heretofore, climbers always had to attempt many routes, indeed to attempt them many times with many types of equipment and in diverse weather conditions, and even thousands of failures in a row, would not constitute an ironclad proof that the given peak was forever unscalable. All one could conclude would be that it had so far resisted scaling. Indeed, the very idea of a proof of unscalability would be most alien to the activity of mountaineering.